No-go zones, Prime Minister admits to parallel societies in multicultural Sweden following Quran riots. By Kurt Sandelka on April 30, 2022. In the wake of widespread Islamist riots across Sweden, Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson admitted that there are now parallel societies within her country, a tacit admission of the existence of Europe's infamous no-go zones. In response to Danish anti-Islam activist Rasmus Paludan and his followers burning a Quran earlier this month, widespread riots engulfed the Scandinavian country, with places like Malmö, Linköping, Norrköping, and Rinkeby seeing days of violence over the Easter weekend in which over 100 police officers were injured. Commenting on the growing unrest among the Muslim population of Sweden, which has surged significantly as a result of the pro-migration policies since the height of European migrant crisis in 2015-16, Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson said on Thursday that there are strong forces that are ready to go to great lengths to harm our society. Segregation has been allowed to go so far that Sweden now has parallel societies, Andersson said according to Aftonbladet. We live in the same country but in completely different realities. Integration has been too poor while we have had large-scale migration. Society has also been too weak, she went on to admit. Currently around one-fifth of the population, or 2 million people, in Sweden were born abroad, with more coming from migration background families. After years of negative impacts on social cohesion, the government has sought to enact stricter migration controls, such as placing limits on those seeking permanent residency. The admissions from the leftist prime minister represent one of the closest acknowledgments from the government as to the actual existence of migrant-dominated no-go zones in Sweden. Nevertheless, the plight of the areas has long been reported on both domestically and internationally, with even the British government previously warning its citizens to steer clear of such areas in 2018 over the risk of gun crime and explosions, with car bombs becoming a prominent feature of turf warfare in certain sections of the country. Sweden has been ravaged by a spate of bombings of all kinds, with one expert stating that the amount of bombings is unparalleled in the developed world and the multicultural Swedish city of Malmö frequently being subjected to explosions and shootings. As early as 2016, police in Sweden admitted to having lost control of 55 so-called no-go areas, where crime rates spiraled in parallel with mass migration. At the time, police officers admitted that they had lost the ability to effectively enforce the law and were reduced to merely reacting to surges in theft, sexual assault, and gang crime. On top of the ill effects of having heavily segregated communities, statistics have shown that the migrant population is significantly lagging behind native-born Swedes economically, with migrants experiencing a much higher unemployment rate. One of the reasons cited for the disparity is the comparative education level, with reports previously showing that nearly half of unemployed migrants did not have a high school education, compared to just 18% of the native population. Following the recent riots during Easter, the Swedish government has announced that it will be looking into adopting stricter systems to combat juvenile delinquency, including potential electronic monitoring of children after school in order to ensure that they go home in order to prevent teens from joining gangs. Follow Kurt Sandelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sandelka.